The re-election of Hungary's far-right leader should worry Europe. Viktor Orban and Fidesz, his party, won a landslide victory on April 8th that gives them a supermajority of seats in Hungary's parliament. Polls underestimated the party's support, and turnout was higher than many expected, at a near-record 69%. Orban, who will now serve a third consecutive four-year term as prime minister, ran almost his entire campaign on fear of migrants and grievance toward the EU over refugee quotas. And with Fidesz winning a two-thirds majority in parliament, Orban will no doubt become more confrontational with the European leadership in Brussels. Orban's win marks a victory for his brand of illiberal democracy, which represents a direct challenge to EU rules and values. It's a system of limited checks and balances in which the law exists mainly to protect the leaders and their mandate. Judges and journalists are expected to promote and protect the rights and choices of those who win elections. To criticize or block the agenda of elected officials is to undermine the will of the people. Orban, who has championed illiberal democracy, will be building his next government over the next few weeks. His supermajority will allow him to amend the country's constitution, and he will move quickly to undermine the independence of the courts. In May, Fidesz could pass the controversial Stop Soros law, named for civil society activist and Hungarian native George Soros, which could effectively ban the work of NGOs without government approval, notably ones that support migration and pose a national security risk.